Beginning the current daf, Masech the Sanhedrin daf Ayin Gimel. Beginning the Amenal. Beginning the Tesmata. Beginning the Gemara. We learn that man Narim Arasa Shalei Bavuchulu. If by the Narim Arasa, where it's just going to the Beisar, and still you could kill the right. Then for sure, when someone's trying to chase after someone to kill him, then for sure you could kill him. So it's Tesmata. We're going to say, wait a second. Hahup begam. There's no kalbuchem. The deficiency that is created in the girl is actually more severe than the murderer, because we find that benamirasa the death penalty is skila, but by murder is only the lower one of saif. So how could you make a kalbuchem? And maybe benamirasa is more severe. That's why you could kill the pursuer. So it says la pirchi. That's not a question at all. Because the hachalei kapit kra'i isura. Here the person not particular on the prohibition elapegima, only on what's being done to the victim. Because let's say she had already sinned once before, she ain't makped the salpika more. Let's say she's not particular about her deficiency. Then we actually don't save her with the life of the pesuk. Like it's obvious from the sugya, and the pshit is obvious. The ish begam godl benedek. That obviously there is a greater begam by a victim of murder. Which you're taking the life, maybe Naira Mirasa Shanensa more than a Naira Mirasa that's being raped, and therefore that's the Kabbalah, and for sure you can kill the pursuer. And then it says, where do we get this idea from that the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk is particular about the Pagam, and then we can make a Kabbalah, and that's what allows you to kill the pursuer? Maybe actually we're particular about the prohibition, the sin that's being done. We see you have to exclude from the halacha of killing the one who is pursuing to do this by avodah zarah, mechallel Shabbos, behema. So how do you know that's about the begam? According to the Pirshei Kamon, Rashi explains later on the sugya that begima kabed. How do we know that what we're particular Torah is particular is because of the begam that's being done to the victim? And the goli bahani from the fact that it reveals regarding these items, not by other sins, which because these are sins that have begam. Another person says you could say is the imashila, the words in the pasuk it says, and there's no one there to save her. Mashma sounds like that bushasa kabitkra, that the pasuk is concerned about saving her from what's being done to her, not the sin, but what's happening to the victim, which is begam, and that's how we know that's what the Torah is makbid on, that allows you to kill the pursuer. Next test, master begins the gemara. So it looks like it's coming to teach from Ritzach to Namarasa, but the truth is it's actually learning from Namarasa and saying just like Namarasa can kill the right, if so too. By murder. Taisa says, Pirish, what it really means to say, Benimtza Aflamad, that it also learns. Because the truth is, Dolalamed Namiyasa. The truth is, it also does teach something as a simple understanding of the Pasuk sounds like Tanamiros. Because the Shin Lekaman, like the more expounds later on the next daf, Tafayin Dalad, that it teaches you Ma Retzeach. You're like, well, yeah, but just like by the murderer, when it comes to murder, you should allow yourself to get killed and not violate. And that's the same aloha regarding Agila Rais, which is Namiros. And Machin says, something applies by Hudul El. We had previously in Perigdal Misadav, Nundal Medav, when it says Mishka Beisha, when it talks about Mishka Zachar, says like the laying of a woman. Malach HaKasa, the Pasuk is teaching you, Shashne Mishka Beisha, that there's two ways of laying currently with a woman. The Kabbalah Gemara says, Arizabola Lamed, sounds like as if it was teaching regarding Mishka Zachar. But Nimsa Lamed, really it's teaching something regarding itself to that of laying with a woman. But says, Tayyib, Hanin Nami Af Lamed, there it's also learning something. Because the Hoyofin Mine, you do learn out from the woman, Hara, Bezachar, that just like by a female, liable even just for Hara, for initial general context, something is regarding a male. By Hishmait, and as the Gemara says over there, and Ulishmuk, when Shmud Machai, Bezachar, Ben Gimoshanim, that it's also learned out from a girl when it's considered be at 3 years old, the Nishka would also be at 3 years old. Now, Vahadam, Beshpek, Bez the Chulm, what do you do with the Gemara Chulm of Chavchas Meraf, Kabitzviva Ayel? That map Pesul Mikdashim, just like you find by Pesul Mikdashim Beshchita, so that there it actually sounds like that it's only Lamed and not Malamed. So it says, no, Hasam Nami Shlafar, you could also learn out the Av Lamed, it's also learning out something, because the Lamed of Pesul Mikdashim, Namika Asi, it's Lifter Mena Matanis, it's coming to teach you, just like Tzvi and Ayel don't have Matanis, that Matanis Kohuna. So too, so Mikdashin also, for example, Matanik Hashim Perikam the Bechayis, like the Gemara Dash in the first Perik Bechayis, Daf Tezvav Menalf. Next test, Matan begins the Gemara, after Tzeach, also a murderer, just like Namir Yosa, Nitin Latzi Loi Benafshay. So says Taisis, why do I need this Hekesh? I'm telling you, we're going to say, Mevuhuka Bechal Adam Nafka. Really know it from, it says Vuhuka, which means every person, not just the victim, that we learn out of Kedesh Yen Lelek, we said in Dafayin Beis Men Beis. So we know we could kill the pursuer. Peshtemet says you can say the husband of Shus. That's just telling you that you have the option. Rashmini Kra, the pasuk is letting you know the Ein Leidam, that there's no blood to him, you didn't do anything wrong. But here from the Hekesh, Kamashma, we're telling you is the Chayvel Hatzel, that there's an obligation to save the victim by killing the pursuer. next about the beginning of the Gemara, that during the Fenamrasa, that you could save the victim of murder with the life of the Besua. What says Mashmarsa, Lashon, the sounding of the word sounds like Shemitzil Hanirdav, that we save the victim that's being pursued, but Nafsha Sharoidav with the life of the pursuer. But you can't not explain that by the principle when we talk about when he's running after an animal to engage in bestiality, or similar type of cases. You're not going to save the animal with the life of a human. Rather, it seems to explain the matzilnas adam and avera. We save actually the pursuer. We save his life from the sin, but nafsha shalasma with his own life. Avakashim namirasa, but that's the way we go from the case namirasa, the comma where we say explicitly in the feminine, shenitin latzilah benafshay, that we're given to save her with his life, so it sounds like it's actually for the one who's being pursued. But then it says, if I'm going to say, given ma'achiyafina, so, okay, so since from here's where we learn now, that we can save the victim by killing the pursuer. So lomni kara. So why do we need a pasuk b'tavei benar when someone's running in the river of the chayger darsa and the wild animal is mauling at him? That you have to save him with what a hashta. If you have a case of a chaveiro, you kill another human being. Kedil hatzel to save the victim. Hasam lekoshkin isn't all the more so that for sure when you don't have to kill a person for sure you have to go and save the victim. And so this limit stuff is not logical. Remember to say, oh, the chaveiro hayrig. Oh, that actually when you're killing the other person, actually tfei, that's actually a better case. Yeah, maybe you would think it's only that case. Why would you say that? Because then you have two elements. You have lafrusha miyisucha. You have an addition also besides saving the victim. You're also stopping the pursuer from committing a sin. So it says that doesn't seem to be logical. It seems to be primarily saving the victim and even to kill a person. So for sure in the regular case of someone who's just drowning. Rather says it appears like this. The mahach, if we only had the source of leisamed, we only had the source over here in this halacha in our daf, havamina, we would have thought to say, it's not safe, positive commandment. That's what we had teach over there, the oivir balav, that you violate negative prohibition, but you're right, we would know it from here, but that's just an assay, and we don't tell you that it's even a negative prohibition. Next time about to begin the Gemara, Tamalayim, that how do we know we have a responsibility to return a person's body to himself? It says, return him to him. Which tastes as, here we're saying about returning a person's lost body to himself. Yet, the Gemara explains it differently, that You have to return it, that there's something to return, that don't take one of the calves and feed it to the other calf. So it says, yeah, because Hasam Darsh Vashi Vaisai, there is to return it, which is, you know, the item itself should be returned. Vachaloi, and here it's the loy yaseir, the extra word loy, to him, is saying even to return him to himself. Let's test Master begin Gemara, Chib Kriz of Chib Mizbezen, that we learn now from Chet Mavis, that if someone's running to violate a sin that has karas achiv mizbezin, is a mitzvah to kill him. Which Taisa qualifies that barai is mairi. That's too much specifically, krisis and mizbezin are regarding immorality. Dumidinari, which is similar to the case of namarasa, which regarding gila reis. Then it says, if you're going to say, typically, well, then that should be sufficient that you don't need this limud because mediskish kala reis. All the reis are all compared to parash achar mais. So why do I need a special limit? But creases, mizbezin, all our eyes have the same halachas. Sometimes we can say no, but the might behema, but the fact that we exclude this halacha from an animal, which is also an erva, so obviously we don't make this hekesh of all our eyes, and then we need a special limit. But since it's miyukash, it's difficult because of a hema. No, that's not true. The case of the animal iskish, that's not part of the hekesh. For the fact that we need a special pasuk to include hara, that it's a violation by an animal, yet all other arayas we know could all compare to each other. So then we're back to the question. So then, why do we need a special limud if you have the hekesh of a ben yoina of comparing all arayas to each other? Next test, the beginning of the Gemara, nar, nara. So the Gemara learns out that Pirsh Bekundras, Rashi says, Nar Ksiv, it's written Nar, but Kari Nara, but we pronounce it Nara. So therefore, Nar refers to Uzachar, and Nara refers to Naim Rasa. To say that Yechayiv, to kill the Raidif in that type of cases. Now, because Nidrish Mikra Umasiris, the Pasuk is expounded both how it's read and how it's written. So it says, regarding penalty, whenever it says nun ayin reish, it means even a young girl. So what do you say, nar is zachar? It's actually a young girl. No, now here we actually could have written nar because al karchach la b'ketan nar. It's obviously not referring to, I mean, you'll say without a hey to tell you includes not a nar, even the young girl, a katana. But here it can't mean that because it's el b'vas ancient. We're only talking about that there's a punishment, and obviously he's not referring to katana. So you could have written nara by not writing with the hey. That's how we know it refers to zachar too. But yidish l'parish. Additionally, a different shot you could say is the tu b'nara k'sibe parsha. It actually says many times the word nara in the parsha. So it's another time that it writes it that refers to also zachar. But however, miu says taisis b'samach mashma. But shortly, actually, it sounds like from the gemara the mechad darish. It's actually only from the same word, not from that it says it more than once. Because the Gemara says, "Aid the chasam nar, chasam nami nara." Pirish, in other words, what it means to say is, "Aid the chasam nar." Once we have to say, "Limut behim to exclude an animal, chasam nara." Claim, in other words, kapashta the correct, the simple understanding of the pasuk. Lakacha nara krinan that we read it nara, doba nara mishtar because we're talking about nara. So it actually sounds like that it's from the same word, and not because it says it as another time.